Hi, welcome to Authentic Conversation with Kim. I hope that the podcast finds you well as fitting. Thank you so much for allowing Authentic Conversation with Kim to be a part of your day. And as I've often said, it's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. But chocolate is good, especially milk chocolate. I'm a fan. I'm definitely a fan. I was sitting here thinking about how far we've come and how far we have to go. And the fact that what used to be is still there, but it don't look like it's there, if that makes sense. So our foundation is there. But because we have built and upon it in a not so good way, it doesn't appear to be solid. And I say that in reference to our democracy. And I have to tell you guys that I was so dismayed over the last few years in regards to politics. As you guys know, I am a poli-sci major, and I don't need my friends to remind me of that, right? And I'm very, very patriotic. Y'all have heard me mention this on many occasions, and I love my country. I love what it represents, and I was taught to love my country even as a black girl. I was taught to be respectful and to respect authority. I was taught that. I was taught to trust, if you will, quote unquote, the process. And in my naivety, and there's nothing wrong with that, but in my naivety, and not now that I'm grown and, you know, having experienced some things, understanding that there's wolves in the world. And I love that saying, that there's wolves in the world. Because it exists. And always to believe, though, that good triumphs evil. There's this song that I've just been listening to lately. It's called Through the Fire by the Martins. And it says, one of the lyrics is that God didn't promise that there would be no fight, or the fact that we wouldn't, there would be no battle, or that we wouldn't have to fight in the battle. Like, he didn't say that. And I think that a lot of times that we have to fight or show up or to be engaged and be involved for what it is that we believe is the right thing and what we believe is to be true. The only problem with that is that it's not a consensus across the board. And so then that brings us to a high level of division. It brings us to a high level of animosity. It brings us to anarchy. It brings us to selfishness. It brings us to a whole lot of places that is not conducive to harmony. Or even the fact to agree to disagree. I've been voting since I could vote. And I recall going into, and prior to me being legally able to vote, I would go into the booth with my mother. And that's when they had the that swing thing, or that thing that you pull, a pulley thing that you cast your vote and then you pull it over. And then that's, you done cast your vote, like your tassel kind of thing. And so it's always been fun for me. It's always been invigorating for me. It's always been exciting for me. And over the last few years, it seems to be drudgery for me. And it's like, but because you've been doing it so long that it's like you just do it. And for Blacks, we know the speech. We know how many people couldn't do it and why they couldn't do it, or why they weren't allowed to do it, or why women weren't allowed to do it. And there's a people who really need to acknowledge that people may be able to heal. We have the United States of America, but we don't feel, and people don't feel united. And that's the truth about it. And then you have this big wave of less yay, 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 because this is at the only time of election time where we all appear to be equal, because everyone gets to cast a vote. And now you're telling me that it's a possibility that it may not be counted, or it's a possibility that it'll be spoiled, or it's a possibility that it's in the trash, or it's a possibility that somebody done came in and devoted for you. And it's a possibility of all this and all that, with all the technology and information and skill set people we have. That ought not be. And then again, you feel like, okay, I'm doing my civic duty because this is what I'm obligated to do. And we already know that everybody, you know, because you get to choose who you vote for, you get to choose your party, you get to choose that. But I thought that regardless of who you choose, the main goal of that individual is to serve everybody, not a particular group, not a particular person, not their own particular fancy, not their ego, not their wardrobe, not their media account, but the people. And we've forgotten about each other. We've forgotten about the people. You know, we have these sayings, no man left behind. We have, you know, there's this thing called treason. We have all these things that aim to hold people accountable and invested in the lives of individuals and humanity. And now you get to tell me that somebody who would take their whole life, if you will, to position themselves for service, that's not what that is. That's not what their agenda is. That's not what they want to do. And over the last, again, few years, it's been drudgery. And over the last few months and years, it's just been, just to my ears, I'm like, the conversations that's coming across from the news and from the politicians and it's like, where is the love? Right? Where is, at the end of the day, regardless of what, we want everybody to be okay to the best of our ability, those that want to participate and those that are a part. That, you know, and I get that we have to break ground on so many places, ethnicity wise, I get that. And in identity, we still breaking ground in 2022. And we've yet to take responsibility as to why we can't see each other as the content of our character and not the color of our skin. Or what your skill set is and what your credentials are and what your ability is to bring to the job. And your ability to show up and to put it all out there and not to bring the being malicious and being trifling and being hurtful and cutthroat. Because I don't understand how that helps. but again, naive to the process. And even, and I think about it because I know over the last few years, like there's still things that's coming up because I participated in the process. And then you ask yourself, should I play dirty? Would that have fed me well? Should I have said this? Should I have did? If I could have, would have, should have, whatever. And it's like over and done with. But it does play in your head as to what could you have done differently in order to gather a seat. And so for those who did not fare well or did not get a seat, and I've said this before, you know, the fact that you even attempted to, the fact that you showed up, the fact that you were invested in something, kudos to you. Good for you. Because what I do know is that we are quick to scrutinize people and we are quick to pull out their negativity and their downfalls and so on and so forth. But they tried. They put their names out there. And then with all this stuff being what it is, nothing is hidden. People know everything, you know. People are not shy with calling you out or whatever. And so kudos to you. And hopefully, genuinely, you know, you will stay invested and involved in your community and in the goal and get another opportunity to participate and fare well. And again, you know, because we are a competitive place and capitalist place and all of this stuff, you know, you giving people options. And again, you making people at the end of the day work hard for it. That we understand, well, that's just not going to be handed to you because you said that that's what you're going to do. And so I get it. But I just want us, and again, pardon my naivety and, you know, ignorance, but I just want us to be united for the whole. And I have to recall, you know, personality and, you know, what people buy in and investment and friendships and nepotism. And you have all of these things that are a part of it. And the only people that end up suffering or being played, if you will, are those that took time out to do their civic duty, or those that took time out to make phone calls, and those that took time out to walk around, and granted, even those that get paid to do it. And so I'm looking for and asking for caliber. I'm looking for, again, and please don't get me wrong, because none of us are flawless. We all make mistakes. You know we good on remembering past or drugging or dragging up past and stuff like that. People's past. Or again, trying to poke them with a stick. Trying to get them to show their true self, if you will. Calling them on their vices. But you have to commend people in public office in the sense that they are highly scrutinized and they really can do no right and wrong. And that is really irrespective of party affiliation, position, or whatever. And so I got that. But the way that we have gone about our politics, and the biggest thing about it is, it's not private. It's not like amongst us, and this is, you know, we're home and in-house, this is what we do, and, you know, and what happens here stays here. We are global, so everything that we do and how we do it and what we say and how we say it is broadcast across the world. So when you're a person that's speaking about what's happening in our country and you're actually going against whoever the sitting person is or whatever, yeah, you may be granting your opinion and your free speech or whatever, but it's not a good look. It's not a good look. And what I'm not, and I'm not saying that, again, we need to just gloss over mistakes or, you know, people not being who they say they are or who they said they was prior to getting office or the fact that they didn't make the best decision or whatever. I'm not saying that, but I'm just trying to be mindful of how do we do that in-house? How do we do that where, again, we're covered and we're not making ourselves vulnerable to outside influences? That's what I'm trying to figure out. And again, you're hurting somebody purposefully, purposely. And again, you may be very well doing your job and that's what they pay you to do. So again, I'm not, it's above my pay grade, so I can't say why or what. I'm just saying for me personally, I don't think it's a good look. And even the party affiliations and the division, you know, it's gotten out of hand. We understand that we have one party. And then again, because it's democracy, we end up with two parties. And then we have two strong parties, the strongest parties. We have other party affiliations. We have other parties that we could actually affiliate ourselves with. But we know we have two strong parties that, and when you define it, they're in opposition against each other. But in my mind, I'm saying that you have conservative Democrats. You have liberal Republicans. You have white Democrats. You have black Republicans. And so then it becomes the ideology, it becomes philosophy, it becomes theory, it becomes, you know, what it is, again, that you believe or that you support or that you align yourself with. But even in that, how do we have these debates and make decisions and accept the outcome without hurting each other? Without being mean to each other, without slighting each other. And again, and I was trying to do this podcast earlier and, you know, it kind of went, I don't know what happened. But again, I don't care personally who you, what party affiliation you are. I'm totally independent after the last few years. And I've mentioned this before I vote person. And so, having said that, you still are obligated to serve the whole. You still are obligated to serve the whole, not your personal agenda, not your party affiliation. And you have a mind, and you have, I hope that you have a conscience. I hope that, again, you're open to truth and honesty. I'm hoping that you're open to the spirit of the Lord to impart in you which way to go, which way to vote, how to walk in your position, in your job, whereas you will serve with integrity and serve in the best possible way you can possibly serve for your time. That's my hope. That's my hope, that when it comes up at the end of the day, that it's just not party affiliated, because this is what I do know. People say a lot of things and they whatever, but when it's time to vote, you vote. Don't nobody supposed to know who you vote for personally, outside of you being in that big panel. They'll tell you whatever, who you voted for, whatever, and you put it out there. But, you know, scripture says, do not be scared of man who could kill the body, but be scared of who could kill the body and cast the soul into hell. And so my hope for men and women alike, us all, that when we have looked at all the information, when we have evaluated everything, when we have, you know, asked the tough questions with integrity and honesty, with assurance that we would do the right thing. Because again, we have all of these fancy sayings. We have all these things that they tell us to hold on to. We have all these conversations, all these campaigns, all of this stuff that's said to influence and to persuade people. And so when it comes down time to act on that, I'm hoping that that will be done. Especially for those who took the time out to go and say, okay, we're going to see. Okay, this is the best one out of all. Okay, I believe him. I believe her. Or I'm trusting that this person is moving with our best interests. Because when it's all said and done, if we don't have those things in place as far as integrity and character and wanting to serve wholeheartedly and genuine to people, then it goes left. The only difference about us and other countries is that when the people rise up, normally they are very much together. Normally. And they throw a coup. For us, we got to go through the whole process again. And then show up to vote to say, okay, we don't like what you did and now you got to go. But again, if they have any people who like what they did, then again, here goes the challenge. So it's always about the majority, right? In our process, it's the majority. But based on what I'm looking at and what I'm seeing, it don't have to be a large majority at all. And so God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her. We need help. We need help. And so imagine my face.